Detective Jack Mosley, shield number 227. I guess this will be my last will and testament. This is for Diane. When this day is over, they're gonna come and talk to you about this, and they're gonna tell you what happened, Diane. But what they tell you is not really what happened here. So I hope that you get this. I was trying to do a good thing.
Sale un viernes a...
Wall secure.
All right, we're out of here.
Smell it.
Couple of hours. We gotta move now. Would you turn that thing off? All right, who's downstairs we don't need?
Do this to you, Jack, but I need you to sit on this until uniforms get here. All right? Just hang until you're relieved.
All right.
Don't touch anything.
Anything for me?
Breckman. Sergeant Canova called. Wants you to write up this wire request. Just make sure that you get the right dates on them this time. The particulars are on your desk, and he needs it by tonight.
All right, well, we can have an officer come by about 8 a.m.
The lieutenant's looking for you. He wants you to find him right away.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Mosley. Mosley.
Yeah.
Grace tell you to find me?
Yeah, just a minute ago.
All right, need a favor. I'm going to get this guy from lockup and run him over to Center Street. The DA needs him ASAP. He's got to be in front of a grand jury before then.
Send out.
He signed the sheet?
Well,
Not technically, no, but I mean, I'm signed down.
Well, then consider yourself on overtime. Captain Gruber called. We need this thing done.
She got some regular mutt that takes care of this?
Well, I got Keenan, but he's still in the Verrazano. He's behind some overturned truck.
I'm tired, Lou. I mean, look, normally you know me. I don't say no.
Yeah, I know you've been working all night, Jack,
tired.
But who's the detective and who's the lieutenant here?
I mean, Jack, I got nobody else. It's a nothing thing. 118 minutes to get a little hemorrhoid, 16 blocks. I'll let you come and work late tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah.
Bunker.
Yeah, it's me, Officer Eddie Bunker, right here, and down here at the last cell, right here.
Come back in an hour.
What do you mean, come back in an hour?
He's supposed to wear a suit when he leaves.
And?
It's not here yet.
Just get him out of here, all right?
They said he'd wear a suit.
No, yeah, I'm supposed to get a suit. It's a three-piece suit. It's gray. It's got sweat. Yeah, it's three buttons. It's gray. It's got cuffs on the pants. They bought the catalog down. I picked it out of the catalog. I'm not supposed to leave without it. Wait, but I'm not supposed to leave without that suit. Oh, no.
You tell it to him. Come on.
No, I'm not supposed to leave without that suit. That's why he bought my shoe in
here
earlier.
Come on.
I'm not supposed
to
leave.
You take the old lady, right?
Yeah, you sure?
Yeah, the old lady goes into the car, otherwise she dies.
Man. Oh, yeah, you think so?
Yeah, man.
That's what you want to do? I don't know. You got to figure out the answer for yourself. Well, everybody just calm down, officer. I'm going to court. I'm supposed to have a shoot.
Hey, shut up.
I got to get...
Here's your property.
Hands behind your back.
Hold on, I'm trying to get my...
Hands behind your back.
I don't even have all my prop. Wait 1 minute. Out. Not right. They promised me the suit. Came out and picked out the catalog. Wait, my book. I can't leave without my book. My book is very important to me. Why are we rushing like this? It's not a good shot.
Hey.
What is that monster? Hey!
Shut up!
Hey, police, man.
Pep tank.
You know, you could have had a little more patience with the suit, man. No problem with me, nothing to you. You probably got a bunch of suits, but it's a whole different thing to me. Cars don't ever change, son. Traditional cruisers. Ain't the same retarded hump in the middle. Smell, same way, like lights on a vomit. Hope nobody vomited back here, they probably didn't. Hey man, let me ask you something. I'm trying to figure this out. You driving along in your Hurricane, right? There's three people at the bus stop. You know, one is an old lady. She's sick. She's about to die. The second one is your best friend. He saved your life. Right? And the third is the girl in your dreams. Right? But check it out. You only got space in the car for one person. Right? Who you take? You know, I mean, it's an ancient riddle. It's supposed to tell what type of person you are, like where you at in your life. It's a hypothetical question, man. Damn. It is a hypothetical. Good. Fine, good. I guess that's my answer. Hey, man, once you get on the loudspeaker, put the Hawaii 5-0 light on or something. Use your police power. Put on a little siren. Make room. Make a home. That's what you're saying. Make a hole. Make a hole. We'll make a home. Signs. Everywhere. Signs. All over, man. I used to not even see nothing like that, man. And then I start seeing them. And I start looking for them. And anything just start falling in place. It'll be all right. Where I'm supposed to be, I ain't got my suit, but once I get my testimony, they drop my charges for free. It's making sense to me. I believe in that. Being in the right place, being where you're supposed to be, you believe in that?
Yeah, life's too long. Guys like you make it even longer.
Life too long? Damn. Cold shit, man. And ain't heard nobody saying this shit like that. Usually you hear about people trying to make their life longer, you know? Trying to stay alive a little longer. You sound a little depressed or something, you alright? You stop? This ain't the courthouse, man. What you doing? Yo, why you stopping? You gonna rush me out of court now? You stopping? What are you? Hey! Hey, man, listen, man, I got an important appointment after my court date, man. Not... That shit ain't funny, man. Come on, man. It's not a game, man. Yo! Bullshit, man. Hey! Nah, man, it ain't Miller time, man.
Sam? Hey, Angela. Stay home.
So we are looking at a hot, humid day. Looks like temperature might reach 100 degrees. So don't forget to
add a pack of these.
I know this dude smell funny. I got the wrong dude, man.
1750.
What?
I had to open it.
This is it. It's 11. It's a good spot. It's a good spot. One way, we get there. Huh?
One change?
All right, you keep your change. Keep your change. All right, you have a good day. Smart. I don't want to be.
Bye.
Okay. Nah, man, I can't do nothing for you, man. You understand?
You better give me that change. I'm going to need that.
You see my situation right here?
Yo, no! Everybody, you too.
All right, up.
Let's go.
Come on.
Keep us home.
Hey, yo!
Come on, get going! Come on, move it!
Yeah, this is Detective Jack Mosley, shield number 227. I am 1013, and, hold on a minute.
Dominic, what's the address here?
133 Mulberry.
133 Mulberry Street.
Is he coming? I don't know why you stopped, man. I don't know why you would do that, man.
You said you were nobody.
I ain't nobody.
Shut up.
You a wino. You need to stop drinking. That's what you need to stop doing.
Shut up.
Jack?
Frank.
Hey. You all right?
Yeah.
Well, we were over on Mott when the call went out. Heard it was you. Got here as soon as we could. Oh. Hi.
Hey.
You all right? Huh?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Having fun?
No.
Oh, no. Gotta have fun.
What's up, Jack?
Hey, man. Huh? You did a really great, great job, man. You got yourself a bad guy. Been a while, huh? Yeah. We got the second shooter half a block from here, so it's done. Sure you okay?
Yeah, just getting my windows running.
Uh-huh. Why don't you let us take it from here?
Oh, yeah.
Well, we'll get the kid where he belongs, and you don't have to worry about a thing. We'll get you home.
Yes, please. Please, officer, that's a very good idea, because honestly, I don't think this dude is doing too good. And I told him not to stop. I asked him not to stop. Please not to stop. He just had to stop. That's when everything happened. That's when the dude came up to the window. I have a very important appointment.
Jack? Hey, Shu.
Come on. Here. Why don't you take this? Come on, man. We'll get you out of here. Got a car waiting. All right? Get to sleep. Kid was going to testify against Jerry. He saw Jerry doing some business. Now we both know that Jerry has never been a stand-up guy like you and me. He'll roll over, they indict him. We can't have that. No, it's going to hurt a lot of us.
Come on.
This whole thing caught us. It caught us completely unaware. You know, it's supposed to be Teach's nephew driving him. But he got stuck out there in traffic, who knows where. And so, and your lieutenant, he pegged you. You know, just the wrong time and the wrong place for you today. All right. Now, you know that I would never put you in a position like this, right? You know that, huh? And I never figured you'd cap one of those guys.
That's what I get behind drug addicts.
Grab the gun. Come on.
Frank.
Huh? Here we go.
All right, here we go. Jack.
Squeeze the trigger. All right. Let go of the gun. Let go of the gun.
I figure it like this. You pop the guys trying to spray the kid. The kid, well, he gets your gun. And he takes you hostage. So we came in and saved the day. He died. You lived. Now this could be a good thing for you, Jack. Get you back where you belong. Hey, you still with what's your name?
What are
you waiting for? What's your name? Caroline. This changes everything, Jack.
Stay there.
Listen to me. The jury's tenure ends at 10. All right? The kid gets there. 1 minute past. All this. It doesn't matter. Huh? And all you gotta do is look the other way. All right? We still got options here. Okay? We just want the kid. Check. Just let me help you. Once you go out that door, I can't help you.
Please, just back up, Frank. Just back up.
That cop back there, I see him around my way, pulling a gun in this little Puerto Rican kid, bro.
Come on, go.
He said he'd kill his mother if he testified.
What would you do there for? We need that.
The shell on that gun was over 20 years old.
What?
Lucky it went off at all.
They didn't tell you Jerry Shue was a cop, right?
No, they didn't tell me he was no cop. They ain't showing me a picture of him. They ain't saying nothing.
Well, congratulations. You're about to testify against one of New York's worst.
What?
All right, fellas, look, the clock's ticking. We know he's got to be at the courthouse by 10. We know where he's going. Okay? Moby, you're coming with me. You all know where you're going? Go.
Yes, yeah, I will take you
north
side.
Come on.
Go.
Captain?
Where are we, Frank?
I'll open descriptions out over precinct channels. No names. What I want is a cop. That'll help to have some eyes. How long can you sit on this?
Shot a cop?
You got a precinct captain there. How long?
I don't know. Hour. Maybe a little more. Who's on this with you?
Well, my guys, Ortiz Maldonado from the 6-6. Two in Cala from the 111. A couple others you don't want to know about.
The guy was your partner for 20 years. What the hell happened in there? Is he drunk?
I don't know. We woke him up. Hopefully he'll do what he always does, and we can all go back to work.
If he doesn't?
We gotta quash this thing.
before he gets his legs back. These are the streets. This could get ugly for all of us if that kid talks.
He can't talk.
He won't talk.
Look, man, I appreciate what you did for me back there, but I'm starting to think that you're not the dope for this job. I mean, you're out of breath, you're hung over, your leg is going to give out in any second, man. I got someplace I need to be at 12, you understand? In order to be there, I need to be finishing court by 10, or I'm not going to get what I'm supposed to get. I got to be finishing court by 10, you understand what I'm saying?
All right, I understand.
You're not listening to what I'm saying.
Over a bad leg, no gun. Bobby.
Yeah.
You think I went on second?
Already there.
Stay put right here. I'll be right back.
Come on, man. Don't take long, man. We gotta go. Hurry up. Hey, man, where your bathroom?
What?
Your bathroom. Where your bathroom at?
Down in the hall.
Yeah. That's what you look like when you smile, huh? Yes. Probably drinking that too. And Selene. Redhead. Cute. Ain't bad. Hey, man, come on, man. Don't be stopping to get high or nothing like that, man. We gotta go.
Make sure you lift the seat up before you go.
It's up already. Maybe you left it like that, huh? Hey, Jack. Jack Moseley. Why you do that?
Do what?
Shoot that cop. Cops. They don't shoot other cops. Especially over nobody like me. Long way to go for a stranger, you know. I'm thank you. You never had nobody in. Not him, man, you know. I don't rock with the police, you know what I'm saying? Man, you know,
you've never train. Been my
friend. Here you come. Now bring me out, you know. You want some vigilante business? Whatever it is,
Jack,
put
your arms around
it,
Paul.
I really don't know
what
to think, Jack. Cuff yourself.
What are you doing, Jack?
A little strange, you know, by any definition, you see?
All right, kids, good.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
You should have done what you always do, Jack.
Where's your phone?
It's on the left-hand side.
They know I'm here. If I don't answer it... Jack.
Let's go, kid. Come on.
Bob.
Bob's a little tied up right now, Frank. Right, I'm impressed, Jack.
Did you shoot him, too?
He says he's going to check him out.
Jack, get out of this. All right? It's going to end bad for you. Oh, you lost the kid, didn't you?
Huh? He bailed on you. Well, you know what? That is the best thing that could have happened to you. So why don't you go home?
And forget about what happened, and we'll take it from there. Now you're just looking around for him, aren't
you? And you can't find him. We're going to find him. All right? We're going to find him.
All right, Jack? Now you can hang up.
See which way he went. You go up, or you go down, in or out, Jackie.
Which way did he go?
Let's see if he went down.
Excuse me, sir. Do you mind swiping?
Good job.
Would you mind swiping me in, please? Ma'am, would you mind swiping me in, please, ma'am? I have a very important appointment I have to. Excuse me, ma'am, would you...
No, I can't help.
Would you mind... Somebody mind swiping me in, please? I'm trying to get the important appointment. Somebody help. Somebody help me. Somebody help me.
Hey.
Huh?
Come here. Come on.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Man, look, I'm doing the rest of this on my own, okay? I'm doing what I said I was going to do. I'm getting out of here.
If I can find you, they can find you.
Eddie,
listen to me. I'm your only friend out here, all right?
You're my friend.
I can do this. Eddie, listen,
you're my friend. You don't even know me. Then get me where? You're going to get me shot. Ever since I've been with you, people have been trying to shoot me. People you know. Look, man, I got someplace I need to be. I got something I need to do. Unless you want to shoot me or arrest me right here, I'm going, Jack.
Can't let you leave.
You understand? Thank you, Jack Mosley. I'm going.
You cannot
leave.
Thank
you. Yes, I can. Thank you, Jack Mosley. Stop. Don't do that. Stop.
Ladies and gentlemen. Well, you're not young. Let me come here.
Stop.
Hey.
No. Okay.
Move.
Taxi!
Hey! Taxi! Scowler. Just missed him at the Canal Street station.
Where? Shit. Where the hell is he? God damn it. We're gonna find you.
Yeah, this is Detective Nugent.
I need a triangulation on Detective Torres' cell phone. Area code 917-935.
That cop back at the apartment, he said you should do what you always do. What do you mean by that? Huh? You're not doing what you always do, huh? Jack Mosley, I get it. I seem sorry. I'm where I'm supposed to be. I was wrong. You're the right guy. I could have got another guy that did something different, but I got you. I appreciate it. You're the right guy. Okay?
Contact over.
Yeah, go. This is Nugent.
GPS indicator on Bowery. Repeat. Bowery moving south towards Pelham. Speed indicator on foot.
Are you hearing this, boys? He's in Chinatown. Let's move in.
deal with that book?
My business plans. I'm moving to Seattle. My sister's already living out there. I'm opening up a bakery. But it's only like a specialty bakery, you know, like birthday cakes for little kids. There's a lot of money in that. Well, how about this? When your birthday, I'm going to see a big birthday cake on your birthday. You hate birthday cakes. Come on.
First thing it doesn't go your way, you're going to be slipping into Carol's Clip and Curl, stealing all her hair care products because you're a thief. And that's what you are, Eddie. You're a thief. You're always going to be a thief.
People can change, see?
Days change. Seasons change. Not people.
Yes, you do.
People don't change, Eddie.
You do. You know, I'm going to get you that cake. Ain't you know what's going to say on the top of it, right? Jack Mosley, ha, 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 eat this. Make it eat your words, lick your fingers, too.
Subject moving west on Pell. Subject now moving south on Doyers. Still moving south on Doyers.
All right, Bobby, you take Doyer. We got Pell. And Caller, you close up Bowery.
Let's squeeze him.
Just pull up, pull up.
Look, man, I gotta be down there. Right, you understand? I gotta be down there that way. And it's there's streets and shit in between there. You got some sort of plan? Some sort of police plan or something? See, Limp backing up there. You really don't get that checked out, man. That buddy of mine walking around with a limp just like that. He wanna go to the doctor, though, right? Finally, he go. They say it's a fracture, right? But now it's infected. They gotta cut it off at the knee. It wasn't so bad, though. He had no more pain. Matter of fact, he ended up moving to Jersey, working for the past, being a motorman. Got a pension and shit now. Guess everything happened for a reason, you know what I mean?
Yeah, sonny, little shit, I'll give you that much, you know.
The courthouse is in this direction, Jack. Jack, we got a little room.
Oh, shit!
You all right, Jack? Yeah, I was aiming for the kid, if that makes you feel better.
You mess!
That kid is gonna get you killed. He worked that?
Well, I got all day. How about you? You got all day?
Jack, you still there?
Yeah. Still here.
Well, this is awkward. When I started this day, I never figured on trading 9 mils with my friend.
I think we stopped being friends right around 8:25 in that bar.
No. No, that's not going to erase 20 years together. We're still friends.
Look.
A lot I take back, but I can't. Well, so you move forward.
Next day, next case.
Lines were crossed.
What lines?
You hear me? Lines were crossed,
what
Frank.
What lines? There are no lines. There's getting it done and not getting it done, period. You put the bad guys away no matter what it takes.
Now, you're going to ruin the lives of 6 cops. Good cops. Good men. Are you ready to sacrifice their lives for that kid?
Hey, Frank. Frank.
Yeah?
This is not about me ruining anybody's life. Okay? This is about you. You hear me?
Yeah. Look at that kid's jacket.
I did. Armed robbery, assault.
I never had no armed robbery.
Beats all women over the head.
I never even used it.
Shh.
Shut up.
Oh, no, don't tell me. Shut up. No, Jack, listen to him. No, that kid, he's sharp. Yeah, he's playing you. He's sharper than you are. He's telling stories, right? He wants to be a good citizen. Go to church. Buy his mother a house.
But he has spent more than half his life in prison.
2 hours ago, he was sitting in a cell for weapons possession.
Yeah, he's always going to do what he has done. He is a career criminal. That's who you're protecting.
You all right?
Yeah, Frank's got him on the other side. He's got my gun, too.
If you can't see how wrong this is, I promise you, I will speak from my heart when I give the eulogy at your funeral. So, you believe the kid? Or you believe your ex-partner?
Frank, quiet on the other side of the door.
Because if you believe the kid, you got a choice to make. You go through your ex-partner, or do you choose door number 2 and go back to where you came with your gimpy leg and your shot up hand? And get very far. And what if your ex-partner is right, Jack? What if he is right? You wasted your whole miserable life.
Frank!
You all right?
Yeah, we're in the elevator. Seal the building.
Come on, buddy. Come on, get out, buddy. Everybody
out! Please! Everybody out! Everybody out! Please! Hey,
where are you?
All
right, we're coming up!
All right, come on, come on, upstairs. Seal the stairwell.
All right.
Bobby, find the back stairs. Check the roof. Come on, Mo! This way.
Yes.
Maldonado.
Okay.
Seal it up.
Yes.
Come on.
I never opened door.
Please help.
Come on.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You
saw that, right?
Yeah. You heard it, mate. Yeah. Never opens the door. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, sir.
You heard it, mate. Then.
Shh. Not now, Eddie. Keep your voice down.
You say you never opened the door. You know what that means, mate? It's everywhere.
Yeah, Eddie A. McDonald, please.
Man, Taylor is calling.
Yeah, tell us the guy's got a witness.
You driving a car during hurricane, hurricane. And there's three people at a bus stop. A old woman.
Yeah.
A friend, like my friend here, him, he saved your life, your friend.
It's Detective Mosley for you. Mosley.
Yeah?
Where the hell are you? Where's my witness?
I'm about 7 blocks from you. There's about a ton of cops between me and you, and they all want this kid dead. Not to mention the fact
that you got a leak in your office. Somebody's talking
to these cops, you hear me?
Shit.
What did you think was going to happen when you pinched Shoe? You think they're all just going to lay down and go away quietly?
We thought if we went to the grand jury, Shoe would fold. He bent but didn't break.
We were going to throw it away until we ran into Edward Bunker last night.
Jury's tenure ends at 10. Without that kid, they'll vote no bill and it all goes away. He's an eyewitness. He makes this work. Well, where are you? I'll send my squad. Richard, Penn.
So, what, are they coming?
Yeah, they're coming.
Good. Come on, cause I gotta be somewhere, man. I got something to do. I gotta be someplace by noon. I gotta go get something. It's real important.
Oh, yeah.
Things are coming in the building.
Right?
We ain't covered or taken care of.
Good. We'll find Bobby. He's under back stairs. Eddie, here, come here. Put this on. Here, come on. Put it on.
That's a big hot wool shirt. It's hot in summer.
You're dressed like a criminal.
Oh, you want me to change my... Okay, I get it. But let me put that on. What about this one?
What about that one?
What's wrong with this? It's just a pattern.
He don't even wear that shirt. Just put the... Here.
Never mind. What about this? Is this all right? Mass transit blue? But when I was locked up, they had me working the kitchen, right? So one day, a little dude walk up to me and say, hey, man, you think you bake me a cake? I say, yeah, I bake you a cake. You know, I ain't tell him I ain't never baked a cake, you know, right? But I ain't got shit else to do. So, I read the instructions. I bake him a cake, you know. for his daughter's birthday, and she come up there to visit him. Here it is. Happy birthday, Angel. He go crazy. He can't get enough. You know, he say, oh, Eddie, you hook me up, man. You the man. And I start doing that. It's good. You know, I had a skill. People look at me different. You know. Then I start.
Mr. Button.
Did I?
Your buttons are all crooked. Come on. Come on, man.
All right.
Nugent. You're a prince.
The word is
5E, boys. 5E. Got it.
And I started doing my research, doing my due diligence. I find out, you know, it's good money and birthday cakes for kids, you know. The type of thing, like Tweety Bird or Bugs Bunny or something like that. Yu-Gi-Oh. You ever heard of Yu-Gi-Oh?
Yu-Gi-Oh!
Kids love that, man. You don't know Yu-Gi-Oh. You gotta get out more, Jack. Yu-Gi-Oh hot. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna make money, Jack. Open up my bagel. You're gonna see. You're gonna eat your words about me, Jack Moody. How I look? Look, I might.
Frank, they gave us the wrong apartment.
Put it down. Put it down. Can't get lucky all the time.
You can be smart every day, though.
Huh?
What are you doing? This place is crawling with cops, Eddie.
Hey, look at me.
Eddie, what are you doing?
How's it feel? How's it feel?
You're a baker, right? Listen to him. Pull that trigger, you got a job for life.
Frank, we're on our way down. Frank, do you read me?
You can't stop.
Time to go. Time to go.
You can't stop.
Give him a loaded weapon.
Frank! Bobby, get these things off me.
Did he take your gun?
They went south. Get out of here.
Okay.
Ortiz, give me a piece. Give me a piece. Get over here.
Make a hole. Come on, make a hole.
Come on, somebody speak to me.
box inside our backs, and he has hostages.
Listen! Everybody stand up! They're not gonna shoot you! Stand up in front of the windows! They won't shoot you! You stay down, stay down. Fill in the blanks, fill in the spots! Scoot over, scoot over, that's it!
All right, get Gruber down here.
Busload.
Jesus, this shit just gets steeper. Bobby?
Gruber's on his way.
All right, we gotta get our story straight.
Right.
All right? We're getting our story straight.
Quietly, Commissioner.
The guy shoots a cop, takes a grand jury witness hostage, and we're supposed to make nice? Commissioner, look. Sir, this is my fault, all right? I used to work with Detective Mosley, so I asked the captain to let me handle it. I thought that I could bring him in. I just didn't realize how far gone he was.
They attacked
two
boys. You're
welcome to come in.
Here we go.
That's it. Cover him up. Good, okay.
Great job. Thank you.
Fishman, sir. Captain?
Hey, Mike.
Hi. What we got? Cop. 20-plus split.
Suicidal?
Been to the farm twice in the last 4 years.
Been to the farm twice?
Twice. Nothing like this, though.
What do you know, Detective?
Well, like Captain said, he flipped. After he nailed Detective Shoe, he started spouting all this crap about making headlines. There's no way that you're getting this guy out.
Smart cop.
Okay. You're all going to be okay. We're going to get you out of here. Please, just move to the back of the bus. Just move to the back of the bus, please, right now. It's okay. You're going to get off the bus. I am a police officer.
Mike Sheehan. Mike Sheehan. We worked that barricade deal on the concourse a few years ago.
I'm going to put this thing down,
okay?
I'm sorry. Sorry that I got you in this situation.
You know the grill, no weapons. Listen, you're on the job. You know the deal. I'm just going to step in here, nice and easy, and hand you this phone so we can talk. Okay? Make sure we got no injuries in there. Jack, just open the door, okay? I need
just throw it, Mike!
Okay, okay, you got
throw it.
Here you go. Jack!
Jack, can you hear me?
How many people you got in there, Jack?
God, how many people are here?
Everybody, put your hands up, please. Okay, thank you. Is everybody, please, don't cry. Everything's gonna be all right. Just relax, stay calm, okay? Thank you. 31.
Okay, we have about 40 people on the bus.
Okay, that's good. You know, it's important that we're clear with each other, Jack.
ESU and HNT are in place.
The block is sealed, Jack. It's frozen zone.
So, let's work this out. So everybody can go home, all right? That's all we want to do. Just end it nice and easy.
Jack?
This is as far as you go, buddy. Keep talking.
How are you? My name's Eddie. Everybody's okay? What's your name?
Christina.
That's a pretty name. How old are you, Christina? 7 years old. And my strawberry recipe. I know I got one. Where's my strawberry recipe? Angel food cake recipe right here. Here we go. Strawberry fan. You see right here on the top? I put a fan on the top. You know, like a Chinese fan. I could do that. When's your birthday?
September
25th. Oh, so soon. It's gonna be 8 years old, huh? It's gonna be a good day for you.
When's your birthday?
Today, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, every day is somebody's birthday, you know? That's gonna be the motto for my shop. Every day is a birthday, you know? I didn't know my birthday was gonna turn out like this, but, yeah, I'm glad to be, you know, here, alive, you know?
Right here, Jack.
Yeah, she is.
Commissioner, sir.
She is.
Right here.
All right, this is what I want.
I want you to get me Assistant District Attorney McDonald, a court stenographer, and somebody from TV.
Somebody that I would recognize. I want them to come on the bus and record sworn testimony. When I get what I want,
I let everybody out. Safely.
Jack, that's a tall
order. It's going to take
just do it. I'm not in the mood, okay?
Get these people here in 15 minutes. I'm going to start shooting these passengers one at a time and throwing them out the door.
Jack, be cool, okay? Let's not do anything rash. This thing can end without bloodshed, okay? We can work this. Jack? Jack? He's gone.
All right, everybody on your feet.
Jack, what are you doing?
I got these people off this bus.
Wait, but you just made the call. You called the DA. They said they're coming, right? Everybody's coming.
Nobody's
right?
coming, okay? Yeah. Nobody's coming.
What do you mean nobody's coming?
Eddie, they're going to breach this bus in less than 5 minutes. Can you hear them? They're going to kill me. They're going to kill you.
Jack, what about testifying? We're right here. We can go. We can end this. We can testify.
Nobody's testifying. It's all over, Eddie. We lose, kid.
You guys going in?
Commissioner hasn't given us the green light yet.
Well, I don't need to remind you that he shot two of us.
Enough said.
We got maybe 40 civilians on that bus. Get them out. I don't want anybody hurt, including our guys.
Nobody's going to get hurt, Commissioner. These guys know what to do.
When you get outside,
they're
going to take you to a holding area. It's going to be hectic. Listen to me. Listen to me. Once you get outside that perimeter, you just get lost. Keep moving. You just keep moving. All right? Come here. You look great. Hey, gray suit. Get your gray suit. All right?
Hands in the air, folks. Don't look back. Hands in the air. You'll be all right. You'll be all right.
Thanks.
know. I'll let you know when I know. Okay, I'll let you know when I know. Out of my face!
Bobby, right here.
That's
it,
man.
It's not him.
No. Oh, no, dude, he changed. What? It's not me.
He's in a suit.
A gray suit.
Gray suit.
Eight people on the bus.
No. I was the last one off the bus. The only person left on that bus is the guy with the gun.
Then go. Do it.
Let's go.
Get your people out there. Let's go.
Come on. Let's go.
Moses, you're still on the bus. My kid is here somewhere.
I don't care. Bobby, I don't care what you check. Check it again now. Go. Check. You got to stop.
This is Detective Jack Mosley, shield number 227. I guess this will be my last will and testament.
Check Barry. He got locked up for all robbery. He changed. Barry White, he stole 300 tires. Can you picture Big Barry White stealing 300 tires? He changed. You said people don't change. People change.
Eddie.
What?
You're killing me.
Team 3, breach the bus. Repeat, Team 3, breach the bus.
Fire.
better?
Start a search. You got a heads up. You just shot two cops. Careful.
Jack, I got things up. Hey, man, Jack, listen to me, man. Jack, I want to tell you something. Hold on, wait. I got to tell you something. It's important.
Get up.
Hey, sir, listen, I'm a cop, right? I'm on a job. Look, I need that phone from you. Let me have it from you. Come on.
Man, what you did to my suit, man? I told you was going to get me shot.
It's me. Need your help.
All this started because my friend Maurice came by my house. 2 days ago, Maurice came by my house. He all excited. He got a shoebox. He got a gun. He talking about hold this for me for a little while. I'm like, I'm on parole. He like, me too. Next day, somebody shot him. $32,000 in that shoebox. That's a sign, huh?
Yeah. It's a very good sign. Oh, easy. Yeah.
You know how much it's gonna take me to open the bakery? $31,000. Jack, I got so nervous. I ran out the house. I went to Port Authority. I put the money in a lock. I get back to my house. My parole officer's there. In my house. He got Maurice's gun in his hand. He looking at me like, that's it, Eddie. Ain't talking about 15 years, man. I'm so sick. Then the DA came to my cell. He showed me the picture of that cop. Then I met you. Jack, they clean them lockers out every 24 hours. I had a little schedule going, man. 9:45. Port Authority, so.
Hey, look at me. Wake up.
You're gonna die on me, right?
I don't know. I never died before.
It's not gonna happen today. Hey. Thank you for coming.
It's fine.
Look, jump in here. I think it went in and out.
Yeah, let's get him in.
I know you.
Come on.
I was at your house.
You were at my apartment.
I had to get my gun, big mouth.
Oh. That was very nice, very clean.
Police were grilling me for an hour at the hospital.
What'd you say to him?
That you're a self-medicating, depressed individual, and that you don't care anymore about anything or anyone.
Oh, it's honest, straightforward, and sexy. I like that.
What'd you do this time, Jack?
Saved my life a couple of times. Hey, he's a good dude. You gotta give him another chance. I don't know what he did, but you gotta give him another chance. You gotta have somebody to talk to. I'm not gonna be around.
Eddie, this is my sister, Diane.
What? Your sister?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. I just start having a little hope for you, man. Your family don't even like you. I got a sister, too. She live in Seattle. I'm supposed to go out there and start my bakery. I'm supposed to go out there today, see her. See her on the bus.
I can stop the bleeding, but he's got to get stitched up. He's got to get to a hospital.
We got to be at the courthouse in less than 20 minutes.
You're going to have to do it.
You're going to be fine, Eddie. It's not as bad as it looks. What happened to your hand?
I got to ask you one more favor.
Is today really your birthday?
No. No, I just said that because the little girl, she was all scared. She was cute, man.
When's your birthday?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
No, for real, I don't know. I came up in foster care. A lot of birthdays.
But didn't you say you got a sister, right?
Yeah.
That you're going to see?
Yeah, I just found out about her a couple months ago.
Never met your sister?
No.
Wow.
So I'm going out to Seattle to meet her. I'm looking forward.
Maybe she turns out to look like Angelina Jolie.
Shit, if she don't, I hope she ain't my sister. Hey, man, what you want in your cake, man? You never told me. I gotta send you one, man.
I don't want no cake, Eddie.
Yeah, Jack, come on, man.
Hey, I can't think of anything that has happened in my life that I would want written on a cake.
Not
a good guy, Eddie. Not a good guy.
Yeah, me neither.
Stay in the car.
Still out of your sector, aren't you?
Saving lives knows no bounds. You should know that, Frank.
You look good.
You look a little desperate, Frank. Doesn't suit you.
Open the door. Open the door. Open the door.
Sorry, Jack. This is as close as I can get you.
Like I said, you're looking good.
Hey, hold on. Hold on a minute.
What are you talking about? For?
This is as far as you go, too.
Come on, man.
Listen to me, Eddie.
Come on.
Listen. Those guys you were going to testify against, those cops?
Yeah?
I was one of them. You were going to testify against me, too. I did what they did. We did some bad things. I did another bad thing when I used you. I was going to let you do what I should have done, what I should have had the courage to do 6 years ago. I'm sorry.
You know, if you didn't come to get me today, I'd be dead right now.
Right.
So?
I was supposed to meet you. That was the sign. You saved my life, kid. Take care of yourself. Cakes at the bakery.
Oh, yeah.
You give the car keys to your best friend, and you let him take the old lady to the hospital. You stay at the bus stop with the girl because she's the girl of your dreams, right? So everything's gonna be okay. Right? Have fun in Seattle. Say hi to your sister.
Yeah.
Get him down to the Port Authority. Make sure he gets on that bus, all right?
Yeah.
Call him, thanks.
Drop
it. All right.
Hell of a morning, huh? Where's the whip?
You're looking at him. I let the kid go, Frank. You're not gonna get to him now.
Bullshit. Wouldn't do that. So, what do you think you're gonna tell him? Are you gonna tell him everything? Are you gonna tell him about you too? You think that's gonna make you feel better?
Nothing's gonna make me feel better.
Then why? Look, Jack, you and me, we did our business in a certain way. You never complained when we cleared the tough cases. It didn't bother you doing any of that until... Listen to me, all right? You listen. Okay, Jack? Really listen. Whatever you think that you were going to do up there, it is never going to happen. You are not going to make it.
Is that what you think, Frank? Going to shoot me down here? Nobody knows? Like the Ling family, huh? Like they never knew.
He was a stupid old man who wouldn't keep his mouth shut. All right, so I stuck a gun in some guy's mouth. He had a heart attack. He died. So what?
So what?
Look, if it hadn't happened the way that it did, if he hadn't died, you would have been patting me on the back saying, good job. Collateral damage, it is a fact of life in this business.
He took his last breath while you were wiping the fingerprints off the room.
He was going to take down our case.
It's an innocent.
He was going to take down our case.
Somebody's husband.
He was going to take down our case. He was going to take down our case. What were we supposed to do?
He wanted to tell the truth.
Not the truth!
Pussy's in the building! Get the 88!
Freeze!
Don't shoot! I'm not armed. Lower your weapon. Just call ADA McDonald, please, on the radio.
Get ADA McDonald down here right now.
Don't shoot me. Can't get on my knees. Just get ADA McDonald.
Yeah, come on.
Come on, do it.
Mosley!
Hands up!
Where's my witness? Where's Edward Bunker?
He didn't make it. I'm gonna take his place. Please lower your weapons.
Hold your fire and stand down, both of you. Back off.
I have information regarding your ongoing witness tampering investigation. Dates, cases that include extortion, manslaughter, and possible homicide. Involving members of the 14th Precinct. These charges include Captain Dan Gruber, Detectives Jerry Hsu, Edward Maldonado, Bob Torres, Jim Mulvey, myself, Detective Frank Nugent.
What's this about, Mosley? What do you want?
I want Edward Bunker's record expunged.
Done. What else?
Nothing else.
You can substantiate all this, Mosley?
Hold your fire. I fired that shot.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Jack.
Welcome back, Jack. 2 years in the pen.
Thanks for that, Mary. Thanks.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Jack.
Happy birthday.
Welcome home. I hate birthdays, you know that, right?
Sorry.
Happy birthday.
Dear Jack Mosley, I hope you're doing well and everything worked out like it was supposed to. I'm doing great. Seattle is different and I like it a lot. I'm not sure I ever smelled fresh air before I got here. It's a trip. Sometimes I can't even believe it. It's the best feeling I've had in my life. I'm busting my ass, but I'm happy though. The bakery is now open. 3 cheers. I put my name first because I'm doing all the hard work. These ovens are hot, man. I hope you like the cake, but I tell you.
What's that?
If you ever in town, you got a friend. Thank you for doing the right thing, Jack Mosley. God bless you. Keep in touch. Peace.
Come on, take one more. Look. you know this guy. I was talking. Take one more.
Happy birthday, Jack.
Salí un viernes a tomar para un bar que era local y un hermoso mujerón que jugaba en el salón. Ojos verdes como el mar, labios de un rojo real, latió fuerte el corazón y pensé en decirle así: señorita, béseme, mirándome sorprendió y su ojo me guiñó. Me embrujó con su reír y un trago me bebí. Después vino donde mí a invitarme a compartir. Mi tequila me tomé y ahí mismo me lancé. Señorita, bésenme. Señorita, bésenme. Señorita, bésenme. Al instante me besó, suave y dulce era el sabor de sus labios. Al besar se detuvo y pedí más, pero entonces se marchó y a otro hombre se acercó. Y pensé que lo escuché cuando dijo a la mujer: señorita, béseme, béseme, que la noche acaba con usted. Señorita, béseme, béseme, que la noche acaba con usted. Mirando la deseé y al instante pude ver que ella me quería también.